You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Today we meet Chelsea Nasib, co-founder of Tappan, a digital native art gallery Chelsea launched in Los Angeles back in 2012 in her early 20s. The aim of the business is to connect emerging artists with both seasoned and rookie contemporary art collectors through Tappan's digital content, but also through exhibitions and strategic partnerships. After studying fine art, Chelsea went to work for an interior designer and had the idea for the company after seeing the difficulty in sourcing artworks for their clients. Today, the platform aims to both incubate emerging artists and curate their works in a way that makes collecting art more accessible. Here's Chelsea now with the story of Tappan.
So I grew up wanting to be an artist. I was always painting growing up and went to school and received my BFA. And after school, I continued my journey of the artist's journey. And that included doing shows, painting, selling my work. But the path to becoming a successful artist still felt unsustainable and just generally unclear. So I started working for an interior designer as a project manager, and we ended up selling a lot of my paintings to our clients because back, I think like 2010, it was still very difficult to source artwork from artists if you weren't participating in the art world or going into having relationships with galleries. So at that time, your options were really only to go for like a Pottery Barn or a Z Gallery where they're really mass producing artwork. So how can we find original artwork that is incredible but at an affordable and approachable price point? So how do we make this work by emerging artists that is incredible and of value available to people who wouldn't otherwise be participating in the art world? So for us, it really felt like a win-win, where artists were able to sell their work and collectors who weren't comfortable walking into the galleries could become collectors. So we currently represent about 60 artists. Their work is available through our online platform. And as a collector, you're free to browse all of the work, all of the dimensions, all of the availability, all of the pricing. It's all right there. We're very transparent about the available inventory. And you are free to click through and buy and check out, just like a simple e-commerce platform. The other part of our business that isn't as well represented in the online sphere is what we're doing with corporate clients, bigger interior design projects, so, you know, more of the B2B business. We get feedback from our clients all the time. They're so grateful to be able to connect with artists. We see a lot of first-time collectors on our site. And then we also see that somebody who might come in and buy a small photograph for a couple $100s, they continue to come back and they continue to spend more and more as they become more comfortable with the quality of the work that they're receiving. And I think the emotional connection that you start to develop as you learn about the artists on our platform. So something that we're really proud of is the amount of effort we put into telling the artist's story. We show the studio visits online. We do a lot of that through our social platforms. And so when you're buying a work on Tappan, you get to know who has made it, where it's coming from, the ideas that the artist has behind the work. So all of those things combined really, for us, allow our customers to come in who wouldn't otherwise buy artwork and continue to become patrons of our artists. We really believe this is just the beginning of Tappan. We ultimately want to be the go-to destination for anybody who even starts to consider art buying. And we're excited to see where it goes. When we first launched or even conceived of the idea, the art world was very firm about not going online. And we were very curious to see, would people even buy artwork online? It's been a few years and there's a lot of people that have come and gone in this space. So no, we're good. Yeah, no one's questioning what we're doing or our place in the market. So when we first started, we were doing a lot of just, you know, limited edition works and targeting the same person, but the education around the what we were selling wasn't there. So even people who knew me well were like, oh yeah, Chelsea sells posters. What? Oh my God, no. And so the evolution of how we talk about what we're doing and the original works that we're offering in the digital space, because people can't interact with it in person, that's been a big evolution. What we really try to do is, and what we have seen happen, is Tappan is really a safe space. So all of the artists that are on Tappan have been vetted. They've gone to art school. They're pursuing a full-time career in the arts. They have a serious practice. And so when you come onto Tappan, you feel safe that anything that you like is okay to buy. And breaking down that fear of collectors for the first time, oh, I don't know anything about art. I don't know, should I buy this? Is it worth it? What? And all of these, those like initial struggles, we have been very happy with the way that we've been able to address those issues and create a safe space on our platform where we're saying, look, this is art. This has artistic integrity. This is a true, true artist with of this value. And we're helping the artist price their work. That was a big thing for me, that everything was transparent and priced correctly. And so you're coming to Tappan and you feel safe buying or comfortable buying whatever you're drawn to. Changing the relationship between what I think I should be buying or how do I understand what I like versus feeling comfortable being drawn to a piece of work and then feeling comfortable buying that, that already is a big gain for a first-time collector. So something that I'm really committed to is continuing to break down the barrier between first-time collectors and their relationship with viewing artwork. So if it's not in the safe space of the online sphere, how do we do that in real life also? So we've done a ton of pop-ups, and one of my favorite stories is, you know, like we had a beautiful store. We had the music on. We did everything for it to feel like it wasn't a traditional gallery. And people would come up to the door, want to walk in, realize it's a gallery, and backpedal away from entering the door. And it was very interesting for me to see because, you know, just how uncomfortable people are to engage with artwork because of the way that the art world is set up today. What we do is we have this space called Tappan Studios, which is half like a showroom space and half artisan residency. And we are welcoming people to come into this space and engage with the artists, go into their studio, understand how they're making their work, engage with them, talk about why, how. One of my favorite things has always been going into the artist studio and critiques in general. So again, working to build that personal connection between collectors and the artists.
Chelsea Nasib there, co-founder of Tappan. She spoke to Monocle 24's Carlotta Ribello at our Los Angeles bureau. Thank you to Carlotta for the interview and to Alex Port-Felix, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.